your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. And your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. It's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats confronted daily. I'm Vincent Finelli. Dave's producing the worldwide broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. Today we're going to talk about medicine, sleep, lack of sleep, coffee, caffeine drinks, the addiction to caffeine drinks, the dramatic increase in violence in this country, suicides, living longer. How does your nationality relate to your general health, diseases, and race? Is there a correlation? And we're going to talk about the Sea of Toxins seminar at the Get Prepared Expo. Dr. Julie Penick's with us. Dr. Julie Penick is a 3 times PhD nurse practitioner and has been on the air with us many, many times. She hails from Springfield, Missouri. She has a clinic, and she has more energy than most people we know. No kidding.
Good morning, Vince. How are you? All I can say is when my patients come to see me, they say, I want whatever you're on.
Well, that's kind of what I was alluding to, Dr. Penick.
I'm so excited. High on life. That's it.
You really are. You really are. And Julie, when people come into a room, Dr. Shealy says that, you know, there are people who can zap the energy right out of a room. One person can just walk into a perfectly happy, bubbly room, and just the energy just leaves when one person comes in. Now, you're just the opposite.
Well, we call, for those people who zap energy, we call them energy vampires in my business. And they can absolutely suck the energy. They're like energy feeders. They come in and they'll see somebody like me and they try to pull my energy down. Not me. I'm vibrating at love, which is the greatest force of the universe, because the word tells us the greatest of these is love. And so they can't help but be brought up when they're there vibrating at love with me. So it is true. We are vibrational individuals. There's a whole field of energy medicine, and Dr. Richard Gerber's book, Vibrational Medicine for the 21st Century, is an amazing book that talks about those phenomenon. Everybody understands. They've all been to certain gatherings, if you will. And when you walk into a room full of people who are all doom, gloom, blah, almost always your energy is sucked down to their level. Or if you walk into a room and you've been feeling doom, gloom, or sad, and you walk into a group of people high energy like me, positive, vibrating, you know, at that rate, you can't help but come up some, because you're going to be attracted to that and you're going to start moving towards that. A friend of mine wrote a great book called Communicating with Energy, Dr. Ginger Bowler, who is also an associate of Dr. Shealy, and she gives the best description of that in her book. It's a very simple read, but it's a must read for people who are interested in that whole energy phenomenon.
Julie, as you were talking about this, I was thinking about some of the meetups we've had. I was thinking about the people who come to the expo, the people who know Dr. Shealy, okay? And the people who know you. You know, there seems to be a very high positive correlation about their mental attitudes, their outlook on life. They're all really happy, positive, and enjoy life. All of you, that, you know, that knew Dr. Shealy for a long time, you're all of the same positive outlook. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, that goes back to that phenomenon I was talking about. You're going to be attracted to people who have similar energy patterns, similar energy vibrations, similar energy fields, love, gratitude. Those emotions are high vibrational, so they provide the human energy field with a boost, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the people in the circles that we travel in, you know, Dr. Shealy has said from the day I met him, well, long before the day I met him, because I've only known him about 16, 17 years, but he has always said, happiness is an inside job. And the word tells us not to get preachy, but one of those doctors I have is a theological doctor. So not to get preachy, but the book or the word tells us, as a man or a woman, if you will, thinketh, so shall they be. And I'm not, I don't want to sound new agey and all of this about creationism and we are God. No, but we do play a role in the things that we create in our life and the things that we attract in our life. And if I'm always doom, gloom, negative, pessimistic, then that's where I'm going to find myself and I'm going to attract those same type people to me. But if I am upbeat, positive, personal responsibility, because I know your listeners are people of personal responsibility. We don't expect anybody to do anything for us. We're going to go out and do for ourselves, and we're going to help our neighbor up who needs a hand. And so that's why we see those type of people coming to the expo. We're all proactive people, and we're not sitting back waiting around for somebody to do something for us and waiting for somebody's energy to just drop on us. We are out there making it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It certainly does make sense. And I really love what you said. Happiness is an inside job. Absolutely. Hey, Julie, I got a call from a guy about a year ago, and he's a network owner. And basically the conversation went like this. What's wrong with you? You know, you start, you open your broadcast, you're laughing. But what's wrong with you?
Well, that's just not today's norm, right? And you, who host USA Prepares, they may have this preconceived notion that you would be pessimistic about the things we see. But you're not. Instead of falling victim to that pessimistic, everything's wrong, let's be prepared. Let's move our energy in positive directions. Let's take care of business. And so they don't understand that, I think.
Yeah, I think that's it. And also, you know, I used to teach high school and college students, and I would tell them that I would rather be digging a ditch with people that I really like, who are happy and having fun, than doing something at a higher pay grade, if you will, with people who are miserable and grumpy and that I disliked.
Absolutely. And speaking of that digging the ditch scenario, people should really take a look at that, because I believe it was Edison, if memory serves me correctly, who came over from the European continent, and the only job he could get here was digging a ditch. But he was joyful in digging the ditch until he could finally make his inroads back into, and of course, we all know the fame of Edison and our electric communication system.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Dr. Pennick, we had a question off the air about acupuncture, and the question relates to this. Is it real? Does it work? Can it be proven? Or is it really psychosomatic, mind over matter?
How about all of the above?
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, it is real. That whole concept we're talking about, the human energy field, people want to think that's woo-woo, voodoo, new age, but anybody who has studied any of the basic sciences knows that for any cell in your body to achieve an action potential, there has to be the moving of a positive and a negative ion, sodium, potassium, across that cell wall. So without that energetic exchange, that exchange of energy, not a single cell in your body could function. So we are bioelectric, bioenergetic individuals and beings. And what the people in Eastern medicine learned a long time ago is There is a flow of that energy that can be in an observable pattern, and they were able to observe certain phenomena. And so then they were able to map those energy waves or those energy highways, if you will, and discover that if they used a needle or a point of pressure or put a medicinal product or an ancient oil, essential oil on something, they could have an impact, positive or negative, on the human energy field. And your good colleague and friend, Michael Ma, has utilized that in developing a phenomenal healing technique, because he said, I learned in the martial arts that there were certain energy places that if I could have a negative impact on them, I could defeat someone I was in an altercation with. But he also then applied those same things. He said, I started thinking, if I could have a turn those off, if you will, what happens if I activated certain energy centers? And he has developed a phenomenal way for individuals and family members of individuals to be trained to facilitate healing based on that whole concept of energy medicine, acupuncture.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And, you know, I've got a smile when you mentioned Mike Ma. He came up from Central America. He's an American, and he was living in Central America for a while. And he's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. He teaches a very interesting class at the Expo. It's bundled into your $15 weekend pass if you'd like. How to Negotiate for Your Life, and he talks about Hoi Chi, the ancient art of Chinese medicine. And I was just thinking about some of the techniques that he uses. Julie, did you get a chance to see him? He was in a crowd. I mean, he was surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of people. And he decided
that you could hardly get close to him.
He decided he was going to teach us by demonstrating what to do if you are in a crowd and it's an angry crowd and they're coming to get you. And so, I don't know if you saw this, but all of a sudden, he just walked out into the crowd. What a cliffhanger. And I'll tell you about this when we come back on the other side of the break. I'll tell you what Mike Ma did to defend himself against a crowd of people. Now, they weren't angry, but he demonstrated how well it works. We'll be right back. Dr. Julie Penick.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month while supplies last. Prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. 7, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
March into Big Spring Preparedness Savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency Essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March by 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 Emergency Essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Julie Penix with us, and we're talking about health and medicine, but she mentioned Mike Mah, M-A-H, and Mike Mah is a really dear friend of ours, and the easiest way I can describe Mike Mah is he looks like a grandfather. He's in his 60s, and he's a very harmless looking individual. He's not menacing looking at all. He is the most polite, the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. And when he comes to the Get Prepared Expo, and he's been to all of our expos, he stays at the farm with us. And I can tell you that every time he stays with us, I have more scars than I had before he got here.
You mean scars, Vinny?
I mean scars. I mean, I'm looking at my wrist right now where he shot me, and I've got this big round circle. We were doing a home invasion training, and we were using real guns and wax bullets. And when I say wax, I'm not talking about soft wax. I'm talking like crayons. And he loads the cartridges, and you know, instead of having a lead bullet or a jacketed hollow point, he uses wax, and then we load up the guns, and then we have, you know, training, and we wear face protection and t-shirts and blue jeans. And I'll tell you what, when you get shot, there's no question. There's evidence that you've been shot. It's blood. It's pain. It's a lot of noise, and it's a lot of guys going, oh. It's unbelievable. But anyway, he was training. He decided he was going to do at the Get Prepared Expo. There's a crowd of people, and I mean, it was packed. And he walks into the middle of the crowd, just so, you know, it's kind of, excuse me. He just walks into the middle of the crowd, and he decides he's going to teach us, by example, what happened to him in South America. He was out at night, and a roving gang of about 100 people, some thugs, were coming his way. They saw him, and he was the only guy. I mean, it was them and him. And He had a firearm with him, but he didn't have 100 rounds. So he did not want to get involved in a shootout because that's the last thing you want to do. Even though Mike is a combat Marine, and even though he's been involved in a holdup where he had to shoot somebody in the face, he did not want to get into that kind of a situation. So what he did was he kind of bent over and started coughing. And he started coughing and hacking, and it really sounded like and looked like he was having a seizure, and he really looked sick. And he kind of reached out like the Statue of Liberty with his arm out, and he was just turning around very slowly, looking at everybody 360 degrees. He was reaching out like he needed help. And the more he reached and stumbled toward each person, the more they backed up. He created a donut of people, meaning he was the only guy in the center, and everybody was backing up. And I saw him do this, and I realized what he was doing. I got on the, I had the wireless PA microphone for the whole expo in my pocket. I pulled out the microphone. I said, "Don't call 911. Don't call 911. Mike Ma is okay. It's okay. Don't call 911 because people had their cell phones and they were going to call for an ambulance. And,
oh, wow.
And what he did?
How?
Well, you never know what this guy's going to do. But maybe you were in your seminar because it was a showstopper. But that's the kind of stuff he pulls, and everybody remembers him. So the question was acupuncture. Now, what he said was he learned how to hurt people, and he was trained in how to hurt people with martial arts, and what he wanted to do was find out how to help people. And that's where he started studying Hui Chi. And I understand that Dr. Shealy had an event, like a five-day event, where Mike was being watched by Dr. Shealy. Were you there for that?
I was there for some of those days, yes.
Okay, what was that like?
Well, it's kind of amazing because Mike's approach utilizing Hui Chi is very similar to other assessment techniques that you will see in other versions of energy medicine. And it goes back to Eastern medicine approaches and the understanding of where the human energy centers are. And what Mike would do would be to basically put his hand on a particular energy medicine known either meridian or center or point, and the body would provide him with information. And then if he found it to be off, he could do a manipulation to correct it. And that led to the identification of health alterations in individuals and, when he could do the correction, resolution of their symptom or their problem.
Let's talk about his accuracy rate when we come back. Dr. Julie Penick, Vin Finelli.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I can't believe it. The United States presidential limo was flown over to Israel, and so our government was filling it up, and they filled it up with diesel, and it runs on gasoline. So obviously, the limo had a breakdown. I can't believe our government filled up our limo with the wrong fuel. They can't even get that right. Jeez, and we flew the limo over to Israel. I wonder how much that costs. Acupuncture. And we're talking about Mike Ma. And I'll tell you what. Dr. Penick's with us. And I saw Mike Ma work on five people at our farmhouse in Missouri. and he was staying with us, and he has this padded acupuncture table, and he had one at a time, five people lie down flat, face down, and he used acupressure to diagnose conditions. Two of the people who he worked on were dentists, and they were absolutely shocked when he diagnosed every single one of their health issues, every one, 100% accuracy. Then the next two he worked on, and he was absolutely correct with them, with their diagnoses, and then he worked on me, and he found no problems with me, which is
well,
correct
there
also.
Goes his accuracy rate.
Well, he worked from the neck down.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I was going to say, okay, that's fine.
And that might explain it. But those are the results that I saw. And these are people who I know very well. And when he, you know, he sat them up once he applied acupressure to them, and he looked at them face to face, and he said, "Okay, here's what I found." And the look on their face was astonishment. So is that what you saw, or did you see something different from that when you watched?
Oh no, that is absolutely what I saw. And individuals were quote unquote recruited, if you will, by Dr. Shealy through his radio show, asking if anybody wanted to come out for a free evaluation with the potential for treatment at the same time. And absolutely, spot on the money. He knew, and of course, he didn't ask for any health history. He didn't want to know any health history. He, when people tried to tell him things, he said, no, I don't want you to tell me anything. I want your body to tell me. I will tell you that absolutely the same experience. I did notice with one individual, and I notice this when people come into my practice, when we talk about the connection between mind, body, medicine, and we're talking, and that's a human energy connection, right? One individual got benefit from what Mike Ma did, but was unwilling to be well and therefore could not be well when they got off, be 100% well when they got off the table, because that individual identified themselves as broken and ill and had every intent and desire to remain there. And so I made the fundamental flaw of thinking years ago when I went into private practice that everyone who comes to see you wants to be well and they're on a healing journey, and that is absolutely not the case. Some people have too much to lose when they give up their sickness, and they are unwilling to do that. I can tell you that on a weekly basis, I have patients who walk in and say, "Oh, I'm not sure you're going to know what to do with me. I'm a medical enigma." And I said, "You know what? Everybody who walks in the door of my office is a medical enigma." And so, yes, 100% success, with the exception of one individual who absolutely for 20 years had defined themselves as broken and was enjoying being broken. And so you're not going to be able to fix people that don't want to be fixed.
Julie, I'm stunned. I can't, this is the first time I've ever heard this. It makes sense, I guess, looking back, but it's the first time I've heard the words not wanting to be well. Is it because the person wants sympathy? The person,
it's called secondary gain. Yes, some people will use their illness, if you will, to manipulate relationships in their life, whether that's relationships with their money, relationships with family members. I had a patient for 7 years who I would educate and educate and educate, and she would never do anything that I asked of her. She kept coming back to see me, however. And she was the one that really taught me that lesson. Unless a person wants to be well, you cannot put more effort into the healing than they can. And I realized after a couple of years that her childhood, she was never valued or appreciated by her parents, particularly her father. And she had this poor, pitiful me, and she, her illness made her special to her then at the time I met her adult children. And so she used her illness to enmesh her life with her adult children, who, if she didn't have her illness, would have no reason to be that involved with their mother because they had lives of their own. Finally, after 7 years, she got the diagnosis she had already always dreaded, which was type 2 diabetes. And she came crying and said, I really need your help. And I said, no, you don't, because I'm not going to tell you anything or teach you anything I haven't taught you for the last 7 years. I really don't need or want to see you. You have all the tools that you need. And she said, no, I really need to come in and see you. And I said, no, you don't. Well, I agreed to see her. And we went over everything I had taught her for the previous 7 years. And she was crying. And I said to her, why now? Why is it so important to you now? Because you could have prevented this diagnosis. And she said, because the greatest fear of my life has come true. My mother died of diabetes, and I need to get serious about it. And I said, you do realize that if you make the changes that I've requested of you, some of that need to be special to other people in your life is going to go away because you're going to eventually regain health. And she was scared of that, but she said she was even more scared of continuing along as a type 2 diabetic and all of the complications that come with that.
Julie, I'm thinking to the members of our family right here, the Finelli family, and a kind of a sobering tone in my voice, and it's real. I'm thinking that there's not a single individual in our family who would want to be a burden to anybody else in the family. The exact opposite of the case that you're talking about.
Correct.
Exact opposite.
And that's because you have healthy relationships. And so some people, Vinny, haven't gotten to that healthy relationship. They don't understand what a healthy relationship is. They maybe have never had an appropriate role modeling of healthy relationships. Maybe manipulation and illness and poor pitiful me and I can't do anything on my own. Maybe that's all they've ever had. And when somebody like myself suggests that they don't need to be there, that's not a permanent state of affairs, that might be the very first time they've ever heard that, depending on who they've worked with before. Because we know that in conventional medicine, for the most part, those issues are not addressed often, and if they are, not adequately, because healthcare professionals aren't really given the tools by which to approach those type assessments with their clients.
Dr. Pennick, I'm thinking about, you know, some of the doctor visits that I've had over, you know, the 60 years that I've been hanging around, and I really can't imagine the level of candor with any of the doctors who practice medicine that are associated with a hospital, saying the kinds of things that you've said to your patient. Is that unique? I mean, saying, look, you know, I've been telling you, you have not been following my advice. I cannot help you. I can't help you. There's no reason for you to come back. Is that unusual, or is that just me thinking that it's unusual?
No, that's unusual. I will say I am unique in that. I mean, I'm certainly not the only person who has the courage, the strength, and tenacity to be real with people. But, you know, in my view of life and my walk in faith, to continue to not hold others accountable to their poor choices is to sin against them. And so I cannot be guilty of sinning against them in my attempt to be codependent with them or to coddle them, because pretty much that's probably the approach that people have used with them their entire life, and that's how they've developed those patterns. So for some reason, God gave me the gift of gab and made me a loudmouth, obnoxious, basically lack tact, ballsy broad who's willing to say anything to anybody because I don't really need their approval. You know? I mean, take it or leave it. Not my problem. I'm not in your body. So this is what I say to my patients all the time when I'm giving them their education and they're saying, wow, do you do all that? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, I do make all of those choices on a daily basis. I said, but even if I didn't, I'm not the one sitting in somebody's office whining and complaining about how bad I feel. you are. And so you better take notice of that, right? And maybe I'm not sitting whining and complaining because, in fact, I do those things every day. I don't expect anybody to do what I don't do. And I would never preach to somebody else. But I tell them, yes, I have these health habits because I acknowledge and respect the temple. Because this vessel is just the temple that houses the Holy of Holies. And the word tells us we are supposed to respect and honor the temple. And because I have a lot of people of faith who come to see me, they don't like being convicted with the word.
Well, I think we were given one body. And, you know, it's kind of like a car. If you abuse the car and don't maintain it, you know, you suffer with a banged up, poor running vehicle. And I kind of think that it's kind of the same with us and bad behavior. We're going to pay for it over time. And why would we even consider bad behavior? That makes no sense to me. Makes no sense to me. I'll tell you something that I saw on the other side of this break. When we come back, I'm just looking at the clock. It seems like we have more breaks. We must have gotten them on sale.
That's good.
I'll be right back.
I
Dr. Julie
Grant.
We'll be right back.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled a necessities unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our necessities unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one necessities unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just love the commercials that we have here on GCN. One of my very, very favorites is the one that's about the big bad IRS. That's one of my favorites. You heard that the previous break. And then the most recent break, now look, we won the contest. I worked for a few days. I wrote the essay. And our essay placed first. And that's why we have the Squatty Potty commercial. That's why we have that.
Well, it is good for humor, I can tell you that. Now, I need to make a quick comment, and I meant to say this to you, and I don't know if I've said this to you before, but in my office, mm-hmm. I have a bowl that says no whining. This is a no whining zone, mm-hmm. and I have been known to pick it up and throw it to patients and tell them to read it. Patients know that my office is a no whining zone, and if I ask them questions about their health or things that I've educated them to do and they're not doing them and they don't give me what I consider proper answers, my response is, wrong answer. Try that again.
Right.
I'm pretty direct. I'm pretty direct. A lot of people don't like me, and that's okay, because if they don't like me, they don't have to come back. Not my health that's going to suffer, trust me. I don't take it. God did not wake me up this morning and tell me to take somebody else's problem on my plate today. He told me that's on their plate. Teach them how to deal with it.
I can't agree with you more, and we have a rejoiner that, and we started with it. All the rejoiners that we have on this broadcast are the same ones that we started with on day one, and one of them is no whining, and we absolutely mean it also. I mean, and the reason that's aimed at some of the other guys that broadcast and some of the other gals that broadcast, and they whine, they complain, but they don't say, all right, here's what you do about it. And that's what that's all about. Whining is just, it's a waste of time. You have to have the answer. If you want to complain about something, start working on the answer. And then that's kind of how we feel about it. Now, at the meetup last Monday night, an adult male walked in. Now, I would say he's probably in his late 20s, and he walked into the restaurant. He was not one of us. He walked in, and he had a hoop, H-O-O-P, in each one of his earlobes. So obviously he cut his earlobe, or somebody did, and these hoops were the size of, almost the size of a silver dollar.
Oh, wow.
I guess, yeah. And so my immediate thoughts were, what would be the result of his next job interview? Okay. I mean, could he be a bank teller? I don't think so. Could he be a nurse practitioner? I don't think so. Could he become a medical doctor and say, okay, listen, we're going to have some surgery and I'm your surgeon? I mean, is that going to happen? I don't think so.
Well, it might happen, but I'm not sure they would be confident in his abilities, right?
Right. Well, I mean, I would look at him and say, no. Listen, I'm in the wrong office. I'm really sorry. I made a mistake. I'm out of here. I mean, because I would say if a person is doing that or exhibiting that behavior on an outward level, what else is going on? And so you were talking about the body temple, and that's kind of what made me think of that. But that's permanent disfigurement. That really is.
Yeah.
And you know, you see that in third world countries, but heck, in America, come on, it makes no sense to me. We had at the top of this hour, there was the news, and it talked about rabies, and I believe there was the announcement was that you need to get rabies shots, and it was as a result of rabies being transferred. Through blood products.
Through transplanted organs, they said.
Okay.
What
are your thoughts on that? How does that happen?
Well, you know, rabies is not probably one of the tests that they would typically include in a panel for screening tissues that are going to be transplanted. We test for the esoteric viruses, the obvious viruses, you know, that would harm an individual who is going to be in an immune compromised or immune suppressed is probably a better way to put it. But anybody who has transplant is immune suppressed, which means they're immune compromised, right? Because they're on drugs that suppress their immune system so they don't reject the organ or the tissue they just got. And so we would test for things like HIV and hepatitis is probably, and I'm not a transplant person, but we would test for a lot of those. But because rabies is not a common everyday occurrence, it's probably not anything they would ever include, and I don't think anything they will ever include in the future. This, unfortunately,
Dr. Penick, hold that thought. We're going to be back for the next hour with Dr. Julie Penick. We're talking about sleep, violence, caffeine.
IRS back taxes. Listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac's true seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.